Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is Wednesday, June 2nd. Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Tonight, it's commentary. But before we get into the commentary, we'll hear from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and Anchor Podcast, and we'll be right back.
Everyone struggles at times. Even we too have our own struggles. Do you have a loan at the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and have fallen behind on your payments because of financial difficulties? Have your financial situation changed? If your answer is yes, visit the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis or call 465-2288 extension 1101 or 469-5416 to make an appointment to discuss our debt evaluation and restructuring plan with one of our qualified officers. We are committed to working with you to make a sustained positive difference in your life.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Thank you for joining us here at the Blue Table tonight. It's commentary night. I am Mervyn Hanley. I also want to thank you for subscribing to the app. If you have not done so as yet, you may go to the App Store or your Google Play Store and search for The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley and subscribe. Now, tonight is commentary, and I want to talk a bit about the vaccines. And there is this class structure that I'm observing or seeing taking place around the Caribbean. And I would like to address that this evening. We have enough class structures already. But what I am seeing here is taking place is the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. Now, throughout life, sports, politics, religion, work, home life, and even healthcare, the issue of social structure or status has played a part of influence the basis of fundamental workings of each area. It is the different social class that has contributed to the growing division among the world's people. Lower class, middle class, upper class, or the super rich and the untouchables. Now, money and wealth have, for years, given the privileged and the affluent access to the world's services and goods in a manner that it has not even remotely afforded the world's poorest or hardworking lower class. The rich has access to the bounties of the best schools, recreations, health care, and even softer touches of the judicial arm. Now, be mindful that to have money is not a crime, and is very much supported in world markets that promote free market enterprise. Now, many of the world's population does not fit into the brackets of middle and upper class, and their access to the world's resources and services are basic at best. But what is brewing for many countries, and especially the developed world and the small island developing states of the Caribbean region, is the creation of a new structure, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Now, so much has been made about the need for the world's populations to be inoculated against the COVID-19 virus. The accepted levels of vaccination, at least up to 70%, or what the experts term as herd immunity. Now, this threshold allows for the reopening of the world's economies while limiting significantly the spread of the COVID-19. Now, many countries are now in a dogfight to arrive at this optimum level soonest, which allows them the opportunity to start their economic rebuilding efforts. The journey hasn't been an easy one, as many people are not lining up as governments had hoped for, or as governments had hoped. Populations are rebelling and finding it difficult to accept that the vaccine is good for consumption. What has added even more fury to the tale is that governments are near borderline seeking to enforce mandatory vaccination orders, or vaccine orders. And doing so without directly making such orders, The chambers of industries and commerce across the Caribbean Sea are more or less siding with government in a push to get its people vaccinated. Now, businesses mandating vaccinations or provision of negative tests to guarantee employment. Service providers requiring proof of vaccination in order for customers to access services are some of the recent positions being taken, which is causing alarm in among some residents and citizens in Caribbean countries. But as more and more businesses, along with the government statutory organizations, adopt with these vaccination policies, irrespective of the non-pharmaceutical measures, which still save lives to this day, some citizens are left to make one conclusion. Now, the government and pro-vaccination businesses and individuals are pushing a mandatory vaccine policy. That's what they're saying. That's their conclusion. And this policy has a potential to create what some are seeing slowly creeping into the societies, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, with a heightened blame game ongoing. But what of a person's personal choice? Their right to choose. Their fundamental human right to not be subjected to certain human practices. The right to have a say in their healthcare treatment. So we ought to be careful that we are not trampling on the basic tenets of human decency in pursuit of a return to human economic prosperity. I know it's a balance, it's a fine line to walk, but we have to also make sure that we are not creating another social class of the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Those who have decided not to take the vaccines are no less a human and shouldn't be treated any less. We must remind ourselves that the unvaccinated, they are not criminals and have committed no crime. The unvaccinated doesn't mean they are carriers of the COVID-19. As a matter of fact, neither status guarantees that one is a carrier of the virus. Yet I see some that we are seeking to demonize the unvaccinated. And if we are trying to reach a particular goal, that is certainly not the way. And I am speaking about Caribbean islands, not just singling out any particular island, because I see it in each territory. Now, in this discourse on what is more important for a country, as opposed to what is important for the people of the country, many share opinions that shed light on the battle of the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Some believe that even as the new social status is possible, it will not bear the fruit most expect. The vaccinated have gotten near to nothing according to some of them, for their compliance with health services requests, as they still need to quarantine, they still have to provide negative test results, and yes, of course, you're required to wear a mask. They were promised the vaccinated, and I am vaccinated, so we're promised relaxed environments, even in the United States, to enjoy sporting activities having been fully vaccinated, but there are no sporting disciplines to enjoy. So one must ask then, why is there a blurred line between humans who choose to be vaccinated and those who do not? When all the benefits that should be afforded the vaccinated are seemingly held in contempt of some sort. Now, while I agree that those who would have heeded the call, respected and honored the wishes of the governments in whichever territory you're at, to not just take the first dose, but to accept the second dose of a drug in clinical trials, should of course enjoy benefits of such. Now, surely there must be some level of reward. And surely, having lived almost 2 years under the bondage and ravages of a silent and mysterious virus, that those who have vaccinated deserve some level of freedom, some level of accepted normalcy, some level of life. Surely, we must, as humans, as inhabitants of this great earth, look upon each other with favor and unlimited respect for man's rights to choose. We are not each other's enemy in this fight, and we must not look at each other as such. We are different and are of sound mind to choose. Now, let us respect a man in his desire to do what he feels is best for him. But I must also say that actions, your action, there are consequences to your action as well. And I'm speaking about those who choose not to not be vaccinated. Yes, some have underlying issues. I understand that. But we must also be realistic and understand the times that we are living in at this time. And when the consensus around the world is that you must be vaccinated or you should be vaccinated. So my hope is that we get more people to take the vaccine. But we cannot bully them. And we cannot set up this class structure, vaccinate or else. We cannot leave them out, those who choose not to, but have a conversation. And yes, we have been having that conversation. Lots of information we have put out there. Google is there for everyone. Everyone is on the internet now. So you have no excuses. I know some of you are just following the crowd. You're not getting vaccinated. Some of you are just trollers on social media. But at the end of the day, we must respect the right of each individual when it comes to the vaccine. And as I said before, we are not each other's enemy, and we must not look at each other's as such. We are different and of sound mind to choose. So let us respect a man in his desire to do what he feels is best for him. And to the governments across the Caribbean, I believe, as someone who is vaccinated, it is time to reward your citizens who have yielded to your command and done what you asked. They have been there through the struggles and the trials and the tribulations and the challenges from since this thing started. And they have adhered to everything you've said, all the protocols, all the setbacks. They have endured this. And some are now fully vaccinated. So it is time that you reward these citizens. Give freedom to those who acted freely to make the effort to achieve herd immunity. Good night. It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Sons, the right choice since 1982.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire.